This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials in Ukraine said the death toll from flooding following the destruction of a dam earlier this month has risen to at least 16, and Russian officials said 29 people have died in territories Moscow controls. Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reporting.
The breaching of the Kakhovka Dam on June 6 unleashed floodwaters across a large area of land in southern Ukraine and in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine, destroying farmland and cutting off supplies to civilians. More than 3,600 people have been evacuated from the flooded areas in the Kherson and Mykolaiv regions, while 31 people were still missing and some 1,300 houses remained flooded. That's according to Ukraine's Interior Ministry.
A North Korean state media report says that top officials have vowed to push for a second attempt to launch a spy satellite during a recently ended meeting of the ruling party. VOA's Joe Ramsey with more.
The report Monday says North Korean top officials called the country's first and failed launch last month the most serious shortcoming this year, and harshly criticized those responsible for it. South Korea's spy agency earlier told lawmakers it would likely take more than several weeks for North Korea to determine what went wrong in the failed launch. North Korea monitoring groups haven't reported any purges or dismissals of scientists or others involved in the failed launch. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken opened a second and final day of critical meetings with senior Chinese officials as the two sides expressed willingness to talk about, but showed little inclination to bend on hardened positions that have sent tensions soaring between the two countries. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In India, officials say at least 96 people have died in two of the most populous states over the last several days, with swaths of the country reeling from scorching heat. The death toll announced Sunday comes as authorities are warning residents over the age of 60 and others suffering from various maladies to stay indoors during the daytime. The deaths happened in the northern state and eastern state, and officials found out most of those who passed away were over the age of 60 and had pre-existing health conditions, which may have exacerbated by the intense heat. The India Meteorological Department issued an alert saying heat wave conditions will last until June 19th in parts of Uttar Pradesh. Pope Francis resumed his cherished Sunday custom of greeting the public from a balcony over St. Peter's Square 2 days after being released from the hospital. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The Pope thanking everyone in Italian.
Grazie a tutti, grazie a voi, grazie di cuore.
The 86-year-old pontiff sounding breathless and hoarse at times, but gesturing frequently with his hands for emphasis, clearly looking delighted to be back following June 7th abdominal surgery to repair a hernia and remove painful scarring around his intestines. The 15,000 in the square cheering. Pope also noting Tuesday marks World Refugee Day and renewing his call to do more while praying for the victims of a Uganda school attack by suspected rebels that killed 42 and for the people of Ukraine. I'm Julie Walker.
Ghana is trying to complete its debt restructuring before the next review of the $3 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund, according to the finance minister on Sunday.
He said the West African nation aimed to reach agreement with bilateral creditors in coming weeks, adding that it was in the process of getting a memorandum of understanding with the creditors. The gold, cocoa, and oil-producing nation is in talks with its creditors to restructure its debt as it struggles under its worst economic crisis in a generation. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
A majority of Swiss citizens have voted in favor of a bill aimed at introducing new climate measures to sharply curb the rich Alpine nation's greenhouse gas emissions. Sunday's referendum was sparked by a campaign by scientists and environmentalists to save Switzerland's iconic glaciers, which were melting away at an alarming rate. There is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.